sixth. Time is 4:20. Roll call.
Congressman Tillman.
Here.
Congressman Maker.
Here.
Congressman Norris.
Here.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Here.
Congresswoman Pratt. Congressman Shaw.
Here.
Heavenly Father, thank you for this wonderful day and good weather that we have, and thank you for my colleagues and all the hard work that they put in. Please bless their homes and their families. Bless the employees of the Osage Nation who do the work for our people, just as we do every day. And I just thank you, and we praise your name, and thank you for all that you do for us and all that you've blessed us with. Good health and our children's health. And I just ask a blessing as always upon our elders and my brothers and sisters in arms, wherever they may be. And that we just continue to do your will and be good Osages to one another. And we thank you for everything and all these things I ask in your name. Amen. Amen.
Approval of minutes. The minutes attached are from September 22nd, which would be last Thursday.
Wow, is that the last couple of minutes?
I don't think we met on Friday, for sure. Okay. I was interested in meeting 5 p.m. on Friday. MCA 16113, Act to amend Business Commissions and Advisory Boards Act, 15ONC Section 5-106, and establish an alternate effective date. Congresswoman Buffalo is the sponsor. I just texted her to remind her, and I emailed her earlier. So she actually has had all three of the pieces potentially on this agenda. While we're waiting for her, I need my committee subs again. Congresswoman Whitehorn, with my understanding, you think we've approved, we've adopted this?
It wasn't in the minutes, so I guess we did not adopt this committee substitute.
I don't remember going out of it.
You don't remember the problem? Maybe it's something that Congressman Shaw and I have looked at.
Unless I was.
There's not much hope.
Not in here for some reason. But I don't even remember the problem now.
So this is amending a section that wasn't amended by Congresswoman Buffalo Head's bill?
Yes. So best our recollection, we've not approved a committee substitute for 16113. Elaine's searching.
I am mistaken. Whatever committee it is that we have boards and commissions in, which I believe is.
Commerce.
The Commerce. That table was added into the legislative appropriation bill, so that's where I saw the table. Excuse me for.
Let me give the committee a preview, and there's more than one committee sub, but when we did talk about the committee sub last time. However, there were at least a couple of committee members were uncomfortable with the fact that that on the board, well, actually it was the boards and commissions appropriation bill got adopted. That was it. It wasn't one of these.
Right, and that was another committee.
Anyway, there is a bill to amend the Boards and Commissions Act, which you have before you. There is a resolution sponsored by Congresswoman Buffalo Head to set the compensation for the boards. It says 16 and 17. My colleague, Congresswoman Edwards, actually told me that should be 17 and 18 because it's in odd years. So 17 would be the odd year. It just hasn't started yet. And then the third piece that's not on today's agenda is, I'm trying to remember if it's in this committee or government ops, the appropriation for the boards and commissions.
Commerce.
So technically, first we're going to look at the amendments to the act, then we'll look at the compensation, which is at 2016, but there are also some proposed changes. And then finally, the appropriation itself, depending on what's ultimately specified in the resolution to set the fees. So today, we've got ONC 16113, and before I introduce anything else, I'd like to give the sponsor a chance to address us.
Does this need to be stamped?
Yes.
We typically are for us to adopt.
Yes, around these countries. We're going to get these stamped and these stamped. Does that just give you what, one of each one?
Yes, please.
Copies, I can staple, but I cannot stamp in. So that part got skipped.
Do you want me to?
Why don't you go ahead?
Okay, so one of the, how this legislation came about is one of the board members had given me a call, maybe a month and a half ago, and said, you know, when we travel, we can't get a travel advance as a board. We have to be reimbursed. And sometimes, you know, the travel, depending on where you're going or what the conference fee is or where the location is, for one trip could be in excess of $2,000. that's just the way the ball bounces when it comes to travel these days. And so I said, well, I'll look into it. And one of the things that I wanted to, one of the reasons I wanted to sponsor the change was because, you know, a lot of our boards and commissions are made up of retirees. Not all of them, but a lot. And what I didn't want to happen was it for it to be kind of not fair for the retirees who just didn't have an extra $2,000 or $3,000 sitting around in a savings account to spend on travel for their board or commission, waiting another what could potentially be a month to get reimbursed. I didn't think that that was a very fair process. And so I said I would work with Trey, and I did work with Trey, and it was really kind of very rushed a couple of weeks ago. So there were questions that Congressman Shaw brought up, and even questions that Congresswoman Edwards had brought up. And they were kind of unrelated to why I amended this, but nevertheless, they were good questions. So one of the things that Congresswoman Edwards had brought up was the Health Authority Board is in the last, what, 5-6 months, is no longer a board that makes decisions anymore. They are now advisory, as I understand it.
Well, I said they were no longer the direct report from the health division head. Does no longer direct report to the board. They don't manage her anymore.
Yeah, they no longer manage. I don't know. Are they considered advisory though?
No, they've got their own little special.
Okay. So that was one of the issues that came up, and then Congressman Shaw had a committee substitute. Is that for this one that we had talked about? So I'm not married to the legislation that I presented. There was the problem, and that was my amendment, or my legislation was to help solve that problem. But it may not be as cut and dry as what I thought. So,
well, on the travel reimbursement, let me just give you my feedback. What Congressman Buffalo had and I talked about this weekend is that one of the things that was amended out in Mr. Gill's amendment was removing the term reimbursement after the line item travel.
Did
okay.
You need copies?
No, I don't think you do.
Right. Well, give me my copies.
They're the same thing. What?
Give me my copies.
Are these the copies?
Yes, okay. But they're unstamped copies. So I don't care if she's a long stamped. Okay, this is it, I believe. Did you not have these earlier? I have these.
You
right.
Passed them out.
I made my own
stamps, so I handed it back.
Okay, gotcha.
But I'm saying for you to adopt it for the wording, I wanted to see the stamp.
Sure. Okay, let's go back to this is 16-113, okay? If you look under section 2, page 2, line 74, you see travel. It used to have the word reimbursement underneath it.
Did you hand out copies of the committee secretary?
But it should be in the original as well.
Right there. 113. Why
did
you have two copies?
Is that it?
Like
this?
Yeah.
It's got three pieces of legislation.
And so to me, I go back to, well, I got a couple of issues. At this point, you know, these are the people that the chief's office says that he needs to help him run the government, I guess. And I feel like at some point, if he wants to send his board members to travel, to go around the country, to do whatever he wants them to do, at some point, that's going to have to start being part of his travel expense, because presumably we have people in the nation that can serve these roles. So I don't know why. We've got now four tiers of people running this government. We've got the elected officials, and then we've got the executive staff, which is costing millions of dollars, and then we've got now boards that's costing $1 million, and then you've got your merited employees, which, to my way of thinking, are the people that run the government. So I just keeping adding on and on and on. I mean, we're at $3 or $4 or $5, $6 million a year. So I don't know. To me, maybe the way to solve it is to just call. I do like the fact that you've called it comp, stipend, and travel. And I'm going to go back again to, if it's paid out monthly, if you pay the travel out monthly as part of the stipend and the travel, then you've paid them. And then they can spend that money that they have on their travel. So if you're paying them every once a month, whatever 1/12 of whatever their stipend and travel is, or you can just say compensation, then they've been given that money and they've got it to go travel. And they may have to save some of it, but you know.
That's a good argument. I'm not going to say that it's not, but I said that I would introduce the legislation, and that's why I'm entering. And I do agree with it. I think it is hard on certain individuals who don't have a big savings to come up with $2,000 or $3,000 and travel. So I'm not
saying anyone's trying to recategorize them as employees or merited employees. We're just talking about how the travel allowance is processed. That's all.
Right, and so I'm saying, pay that as part of your compensation that they get 1/12 monthly, and when it comes time to travel, they can make their own travel arrangements and pay for their whatever they've got to pay out of the money that they get as an independent contractor. I mean, they're
travel
not
earlier in the year though. They're not going to receive their entire travel allowance, and they're still going to have to float a loan to be able to do that. I see the wisdom in spreading it out like a mortgage payment or something, but on the other hand, if they go to the self-governance conference in the spring, in April, they don't have the money to travel. Assistant Chief?
I take the opposite view. I don't see any wisdom in it at all. Human nature being what it is, if you're just going to get that check every month, we're sure enough going to spend 100% of it, and we probably may not get, for the very reasons you described, any of the benefit of having them go anywhere. They just flat stay home and get the money.
So I guess my question would be, so if a board member does not travel, it looks like they get $2,000 a year for their travel allowance. Most boards, I'd have to go review it a little bit further, but just in my head, I did the math. If a board member doesn't travel, doesn't take any travel, then that's not money that's paid out to that board member. Would that be a correct assumption?
I don't know. That's why they're supposed to get reimbursed.
Is that a correct assumption?
Assistant Chief.
Thank you. I'm simply responding to the suggestion that you pay paid out monthly whether they travel or not.
Right, and I understand, but currently it's not paid out unless they do travel. Would that be okay? So, you know, by moving to paying that travel out on a monthly basis, we might be expending funds that aren't necessary to spend if a board's not going to travel.
Unless someone's not able to travel, which I think this has happened, they don't have either the means or the time, and then you have one member.
just don't, I personally don't understand how this board is part of the executive branch, and if the executive branch needs, as, you know, I understood that travel money in the beginning was supposed to be to reimburse for the mileage to drive to attend either a monthly meeting or a quarterly meeting in Pawhuska, Oklahoma. And then it got to the point, well, maybe the board wants to go
to a conference.
To a conference every year. Well, to me, that's up to the, I mean, I just don't understand where we're headed. If you've got an advisory board, for example, that's supposed to help with, to make some decisions that, you know, is, are advisory in nature, what conference are they going to every year? It just doesn't make sense to me. And then you've got, I understand the gaming board wants to go to a conference a year. Well, some of me thinks that this money ought to come out of business board's expense. We used to have, it's been done differently. I guess it's not being done, well, it's still being done differently. Why are we paying Osage LLC out of these boards, but Tallgrass, we're not paying them out?
Let's try to stick with the ONCA 1613, which is an amendment to the Visit Business Commission Act. We do have a resolution to come up later to specify the,
okay,
the allowance.
I think you need to put the word business, in, I mean commission, as part of the advisory board. You've got business, I number them business board one and business board two. You don't have gaming commission board defined. You don't have authority board defined. You might want to consider defining dividend or distribution, because that's one of the words that's in there. And I would strike the health board being a separate board, because you've got utility authority and health authority that at this point are doing a lot of the same things.
Congresswoman Buffalo.
This
wasn't
will,
even part of your bill.
I would not be opposed to, I mean, I did tell the board member that I would sponsor this legislation because I see a problem, but I would not be opposed to tabling it and working on it during the interim and trying to really get the things that need to be fixed in this fixed, and then bringing it back up in the spring, because inevitably every single year since at least 2011 or 2012, we have run around with the boards and commissions and been like, how can we pay this group this much? And how come this one gets this much? And there's, and I remember last year, I really looked at it and I was like, I had it all written down. And I said, well, there's no rhyme or reason for any of this. It's like we came up with numbers out of a hat, and I don't understand this myself. So I'm not opposed to leaving it in committee and doing work during the interim and trying to really help this to be better for everyone.
If I may, I'd like to offer this committee substitute before we, for the committee's consideration, either adopt it or don't adopt it. I had it prepared today. It's got a little more in it, just for your consideration. If it muddies the water more, I understand. On the other hand, it does more than just take reimbursement out. So you have a copy of that? Did you get a copy of it?
I don't have a copy of the committee substitute.
This is for so let me just present that to you here. Talking about the 16113, okay? Now you see it's got some definitions back in there, including the health board. It's also got a business board too in it. And as you can see, any board or other entity that's been appointed or confirmed by the Congress that provides a managerial or governance function and has returned more than $1 million in dividends or distributions over each of the previous three fiscal years. There's only one enterprise board or business board that fits in that category, and that's the Gaming Enterprise Board. However, prior to this, we've had them in the same category as Tallgrass and Ones, even though the other two boards have not, I'm not sure they've generated any return yet for the nation. And the lion's share of what's been returned to the nation with distribution continues to be the reason for the business board too is for business committee and the Congress to consider setting them in a separate business board, one that means it's been successful in returning a dividend to the nation, and the additional work and effort and perhaps training for the conferences that that requires. In the last year, let's recall that they have executed a substantial loan with BOK to finance the expansion and land purchase. That just wasn't just a couple of meetings. So, I mean, there's been a lot of extra work, and their expansion's still coming up. I just think to reimburse them at the same level of progress or once is unfair. And I know we're desperately trying to get them to where it's all set, everything's fair and even, but perhaps that's from time to time that needs to be revisited. That's the only reason I'm offering the committee substitute. It's a chance to revisit if that categorization is still useful for that board. Still has reimbursement out under line 74, which just says travel. Reimbursement still out, as in the bill as originally introduced by Congresswoman Bufflehead. I don't have anything else in there that talks about travel, but it does create business board two. And it doesn't have anything about money or compensation. It just sets it apart in its own category. Now, I'd like to respond about the health board. Now, it is true that what's been called the day-to-day operations of the Health and Wellness Division, that means mainly the clinic, was transferred to the executive, and the director of operations and the chief. What functions do they still retain? They still are responsible for setting a budget for the clinic and the Health and Wellness Division. They still are instrumental in setting policy, strategic planning. They provide credentialing for all the professional staff. It requires their approval to hire any professional staff, including the Health and Wellness Division leader. And I just went to the meeting the other night. They still review financials of the entire clinic. They're still making plans to compact additional functions, including possibly contract health. So they're still very involved in that. It's certainly well beyond that of an advisory board. And they are not up there drawing the same benefit as a business board. As you can see, they're sort of between a non-business board and the business board with regard to their level of compensation. We can visit that later, but I just wanted to respond to my colleague's assertion that they're not doing very much. They're really more like an advisory board, and you know they should have their compensation reduced. We can visit that again when we come up with the resolution. But I'm making a motion to adopt the committee substitute that it'll be up to this committee. Like the sponsor's endorsement, she sees fit, but I also realize she was okay if it was postponed.
I would be okay with this committee substituting, and then I would be okay with postponing it until we can all look at it and try to really fix it, because what we've been doing is amending it here and amending it there, and it needs to have some proper attention, really, to make it a priority, because this is $1 million. And I've heard the argument, well, no one needs to travel on boards and commissions because they're supposed to be experts in their field, so what is it that they're possibly going to... I've heard someone say that at the podium, so that's their opinion, but it needs to be scrapped for sure.
Got a motion to adopt it. I haven't heard a second yet. Okay. Congresswoman Buffalo, would you be comfortable making the motion to adopt it?
I'll make a motion to adopt the committee.
And then Congressman Maker would second.
Committee substitute for bill number ONC.
Now we're in discussion, and we've had some discussion.
16-113, stamped in at
4:30
today.
Today's date?
September 26th.
Discussion. We've got some. Congresswoman Whitemore.
So, this committee substitute is going to change the existing law and do two things. Let me get this clear in my head. It's going to strike the word reimbursement off travel, which we think is going to do something in our accounting office to let them be able to draw on their travel, get a travel advance on their travel. And
exclusively, which is gonna give them a pay differential from the other business boards. That's the intention of that. So just wanted to be, and that's the only things that this committee substitute kind of does. Okay, just wanna be clear on it.
I guess the next thing I would bring up that's related to that, and I know at least one of my colleagues in this committee had interest in trying to augment modestly the stipend for the Gaming Enterprise Board and the travel modestly. That amount is not set yet, nor has that appropriation been processed yet. But these things are in order. First, you've got to amend the act to create the category, so it's set aside from the other business boards. And even if that were passed, that doesn't change their compensation level yet. That has to happen in a resolution, and then the money for it has to be appropriated. So we've got three parts to this boards and commissions piece, three pieces to this big piece. So I'm still interested in that. I may be the only one in the committee who is, for the reasons I mentioned before, but I'd like some discussion on that. If anyone has any feedback on the notion of increasing the stipend and travel. Congresswoman Whitehorn.
I don't necessarily know that I would support increasing the travel for any board. I kind of take the sway that
we need to curb that more than encourage that. I think I could be a supportive. I've talked to the chair of the Gaming Enterprise Board, and he's suggesting a stipend increase of $21,000 a year to $24,000 a year per member. I do believe I could support the stipend change in that. So that's where I am right now. Unless I have some compelling arguments not to support that stipend change, I would support that for the Gaming Enterprise Board. Now, but there was a statement that they do a lot of work. They did do a lot of work. But it's my understanding that Chief Sandy Bear executed the note would be okay. I don't think they had much work they had to do on that. They did have to scurry and have a few board meetings while we were going through the process. But I think for the most part, that was done by executive management and our chief executive office here at the Nation. So I wanted to clarify that a little bit.
Congresswoman Bufflohead and Congresswoman Edwards.
I can probably be supportive of the increase in their monthly stipend, but I don't know that I would be supportive right now of travel either. The Nation, this administration, has, I think, my opinion, has done a very good job of really trying to bring more trainings in-house to get a bigger bang for the buck by having it opened up to all employees. And I know I've seen multiple emails where they've invited anyone who's able to participate in the training. If it's leadership training or some other sort of training. Now, if it's a conference that's specific to their need, I don't really know that a lot of boards do that. What I see them doing is going to things that areas that they would like to further look into, but how do they know that other people wouldn't also like to look into that? So I'll use an example. I have heard from one member of the Health Authority Board that said they were going to a conference to look into, it was something that was related to her role, but then I thought, well, maybe there's some members of the Health Committee on Congress that would be interested in that, and could we possibly be following the same lead that executive is by bringing that in-house, and so that more people could be informed and educated on that subject matter. So I'm comfortable leaving them where they're at for travel right now.
Congresswoman Edwards.
Are you guys working on this committee substitute?
Yes, for
discussion purposes of the committee substitute.
Oh, okay. I think we're still in discussion on the committee substitute, and there was a motion made and seconded to adopt the committee substitute,
that's right.
And that was on
16/113.
Right. I have some amendments if you're going to adopt it, or do you want me to keep the amendments down?
Stamped version. I don't have one. All right. So I move to adopt OMCA 16.
Those motions.
We're in discussion of the committee substitute. So we're not quite ready for amendments.
Well.
But we will be.
In order to vote on amendments, we have to adopt it.
Right, but we.
So we just need to vote?
We're just in discussion. If there's no further discussion, all in favor of adopting the committee substitute, say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed, say nay.
I'm not even on the.
Okay, everyone speak out now. All in favor of adopting the committee substitute, say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed, say no. Okay, committee substitute is adopted.
Yes.
I understand there's amendments. Congresswoman Edwards.
Page 1, line 26, after board, insert commission.
The second board. The second board, the advisory board, and then it says means any board, commission, and then comma.
Right.
Okay, commission, comma.
Second.
Motion's been made, seconded to amend committee substitute for 16/113, page 1, line 26, after the second board, insert commission, comma. Discussion. Seeing none, all in favor of the amendment, say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed, say no. Commission is now inserted in the committee substitute. Congresswoman Edwards.
Page 1, line 29, insert 1 after board. So you've got business board 1 and business board 2.
Is there a second?
Second.
Okay, motion made and seconded to insert 1, or -1, -1, -1.
Sure.
After board and in business board, it's been made and seconded. Okay, who moved?
She moved. I seconded.
She moved. Congresswoman Pratt seconded.
Right. I will just need to have the amendments in writing.
Okay. Can you jot that down, or here's a pad.
Do you need a pad, or you have one? Got one.
So motion's made and seconded. We'll allow Congresswoman to jot an additional amendment down. Yeah, please. Go ahead. Congresswoman.
You know, I'm reading the definition of business board 2. It means any board or other entity appointed by the principal chief and confirmed by Congress that provides a managerial or governance function to the Osage Nation and has returned more than $1 million in dividends or distributions over each of the previous 3 fiscal years.
So we're still on the business board minus 1 proposed amendment that was seconded by Congresswoman Pratt. Any further discussion on that amendment, we'll go to the next motion. Seeing none, all in favor of the amendment, say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed, say nay. Congresswoman Whitehorn, you were saying?
Okay. I answered my own question.
Okay. Congresswoman Edwards.
Well, I'm going to bring some definitions for dividend distribution. Gaming commission board's not in here. I think that you could make a definition of authority board, and that's it. And then that's a non-business. Is it utility authority? I just think there's a few words that need, it just needs a little stroking, and if we can have another time to look at it, I'll come up with some more language. But theoretically, I support having two categories of boards, because we've struggled with that. That's about all I see.
Congressman Baker.
I make a motion to postpone bill number 16-113, committee substitute dated September 26, 2016, staff in 4:13.
4:30 PM.
Yeah. Okay, motion's made to postpone ONCA 16-113 committee substitute as amended. Is there a second?
Second.
Seconded by Congresswoman Whitehorn. Discussion. Hearing none. All in favor of postponing 16-113 committee substitute as amended, say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed, say nay. Okay, it's postponed.
Number seven,
consideration of ONCR 1640, a resolution to amend and restate the compensation and reimbursement allowance for boards of the Osage Nation for fiscal year 2016 and fiscal year 2017. The sponsor is Congresswoman Bufflehead.
This is a companion bill that goes with the last. You can't change one without the other. So you can postpone that as well.
I just want to ask a quick question before we do so. So on number two down here, I see it says the compensation and reimbursement allowances shall be for the fiscal years 2016 and 17. So you just had to insert the word reimbursement, and that's all you've done to this?
Yes.
Okay.
Postpone ONCR 1640 to the call of the chair.
Second.
Seconded by Congressman Norris. Any discussion? I said I'd like to get this back on. I don't know if Congressman Edwards is going to be the one carrying the torch on additional amendments and language. What do you think, Thursday? Would that be too late, too early?
Well, I heard the sponsor and Congresswoman Edwards. I don't know what Congresswoman Edwards' intention was, but I heard the sponsor say that she thought we could do work on this in the interim. Was that what I heard you say?
It is.
And she's a sponsor, so.
Okay, so.
If the committee feels like, but I'm just one member. I just feel like this issue has been reoccurring for at least 4 to 5 years, where people are really confused with how the current law reads for boards and commissions. And so I'm willing, as a sponsor, to let it sit in committee and pick it up in the spring if we can really go through the law and see what's working and what's not and what needs to be changed, instead of amending it for just this one reason and then shoving it out the door, and then we're going to sit right back here in the spring and say, well, we don't like this about the law, we don't like that. And so I'd rather work on it, get some quality work done into it, that's my preference.
Assistant Chief.
I've watched this thing come and go probably 5 times. I'll simply make an observation. The more complex the bill gets, the less people like it.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
I'm just saying, I agree with you.
You don't have the interim to work on this, because you've got to establish and authorize the funds for how the boards are going to get paid in FY17.
Understood.
Okay.
So there's a motion on the floor to postpone ONCR 1640.
That's right.
I know. It's companionship status to ONCR 1613. Any more discussion? Seeing none, all in favor?